I am Nicole Goyle, and I am here with my husband, Dr. Ashu Goyle. He is our pain and regenerative medicine physician at Integrated Spine Pain and Wellness. I do all of our regenerative aesthetics as well as lifestyle management. And today we are here to talk about antioxidants and the importance of antioxidants and how they can reduce inflammation in the body, which then in turn helps to reduce the symptoms of chronic. So, Dr. Goyle, can you tell us a little bit about antioxidants and kind of how you've seen them help people with inflammation and chronic pain?
So, antioxidants, that's more of a descriptive term to talk about compounds, which what they technically do is they donate electrons. So when we Right. talk about free radicals and oxidative stress, mm-hmm. we're talking about situations where we, where either through, for example, the most common stressors are smoke inhalation, sun exposure, diet, okay. processed food, we create these chemicals called free radicals, if you right. will, right? So in this situation, what happens is they steal electrons away from our cells. Mm-hmm. This can cause DNA damage. This mm-hmm. can cause cell damage. This can lead to inflammation and chronic mm-hmm. disease. When you have oxidative stress, the bad cholesterol can stick to the arteries. Mm-hmm. Your body doesn't have a way to get rid of them. So what antioxidants do, they basically help clear all of that out. So okay. they offer the electron that our cells and DNA and our tissues need okay. in order to function at optimal levels. So,
and what are some of the diseases that the oxidative stress can cause to a person?
Cardiovascular disease.
Okay.
Yeah, coronary artery disease, for example. Mm. Diabetes can lead to obesity. Can lead to degenerative osteoarthritic changes as okay. well. So okay. Pretty much everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aging, it also,
aging,
yeah,
for sure.
the aging,
yes.
speeds up the aging process.
It does for sure,
yeah,
yeah through its inflammatory. Yeah,
and media. We've seen that some of the things that cause oxidative stress, pollution, cigarette smoke, processed foods, sun exposure.
Intense exercise can also
radiation,
cause
radiation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it creates that inflammation. Mm-hmm. And so with antioxidants at Integrated Spine Pain and Wellness, we really look at both diet and lifestyle management, and then we also look at a supplement management. And when it comes to diet and lifestyle, on a daily basis, everybody can help increase their antioxidants in their body by choosing better foods. So like we say, eating the rainbow.
Sure, absolutely.
And we've talked about, we've touched on this in past episodes as well, talking about that anti-inflammatory lifestyle and way of eating. But really to increase your antioxidants, you really want to be focusing on eating more berries. Pomegranate juice is a great antioxidant. Nuts, limiting your sugar intake, processed foods, all of that. And so we know that that can sometimes be a little bit hard for certain people who have busy lifestyles to maintain a way of eating that is so clean, because I think most people today are looking for grab and go. They're looking for something fast and they're on the run. And typically that tends to be foods that are processed. But another way that you can boost your antioxidants and really help to eliminate that oxidative stress is through supplements. And at Integrated Spine Pain and Wellness, we have done extensive research on supplements and found a really good quality supplement that helps to increase the antioxidant and really protect your system from disease. We've also seen it boost immune function and help people fight off viruses, a little bit faster and maybe not get as sick as another person who has a lower amount of antioxidants in their body. So, Dr. Goyle, can you tell us about Pharmanex, the supplements, and basically how you found them and what made you choose them to bring them into our practice?
So when I decided to create Integrated Spine Pain and Wellness, it's part of the wellness focus. I wanted to incorporate lifestyle, dietary changes, mm-hmm. and a part of that is supplements. I mean, most of our food is depleted of the minerals that we mm-hmm. need mm-hmm. because most of our food is factory farmed. It's not even grown in the earth. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. a lot of the soil is depleted of nutrients and minerals. And so the food we consume isn't as nutrient dense or rich as we would think or as we need, okay. right? So there's been a need for supplements. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think there was a New England Journal of Medicine study in the early 2000s that showed that every American needs to be on at least a multivitamin mm-hmm. because of our food supply is so depleted of nutrients and our diet is just so right. processed. And so we don't get all the antioxidants or mm-hmm. micronutrients or vitamins that we need. So as part of the wellness component, I wanted to bring in a supplement line that I can mm-hmm. believe in, right? Mm-hmm. So once you put wellness in your title, the supplement people start knocking on the door. So I've had several come to us, but one that really stuck out to me was the Pharmanex company. Right. So Pharmanex was founded by three PhD scientists, mm-hmm. all with a big pharma background. Mm-hmm. And they realized the need for a pharmaceutical grade supplement mm-hmm. that is quality and that actually has what is in it. You know, what it's labeled on the box is actually inside each individual capsule or tablet. Right. The FDA doesn't regulate the supplement industry. Well, in around 2007, 2008, mm-hmm. The FDA investigated some distributors of supplements okay. and found that several of them didn't contain what the bottle said they contained. For okay. example, a multivitamin didn't even have multivitamins in it.
Okay.
And this was pretty significant. Mm-hmm. So what Pharmanex did was they found this need for quality supplements. So they right. do third-party testing. It's mm-hmm. pharmaceutical-grade supplements. In fact, these supplements are actually listed in the PDR, the Physician's Desk Reference, because they are pharmaceutical-grade.
And tell me what the PDR is.
The PDR is the big manual Bible of all pharmaceuticals.
Okay.
So every drug is listed in the PDR.
Oh, okay. Wow. So they're in this.
Okay. They are actually in the PDR.
Okay.
Because they've met the quality assurance to okay. be put into to be listed in the PDR. So that's what we tend to carry at our mm-hmm. in our practice.
Yes.
And along with Pharmanex, they have an antioxidant scanner.
Yes.
So it's a biophotonic mm-hmm. scanner. So you can do an antioxidant level testing. It's a blood draw. It can take 2 weeks to get the results, mm-hmm. costs, you know, quite a bit of money. And so what the Pharmanex people did is they used Raman spectroscopy, which is this brilliant light wave technology. Mm-hmm. And in a simple 90-second test that's non-invasive,
right.
Very affordable. It's mm-hmm. only $25 for a scan. Right. You place your hand on the scanner, light wave energy goes into the dermal layer of your skin, measures the carotenoid levels, and gives you an antioxidant reading.
Yes.
And so you can get, within 90 seconds, an idea of how healthy your cells really are.
So we both have done the Pharmanex scanner and measured the antioxidants in our tissues. From the moment that we got the scanner when, you know, we first opened our doors. And it was really interesting because I don't take supplements. I try and get all my nutrients from diet and lifestyle. So when I did the scan, my scan was actually really good. And how the scanner works is they actually have, it's all color coded and you have from red all the way up to purple. And each color is basically, they like to use a grade point average in order to mark exactly where you are hitting. So goes red would be an F all the way up to purple, which was an A plus. I was landing in the blue, which is considered an A. Dr. Goyle did his scan. Now he takes some of your very well-known supplements that are on the market and he takes quite a few supplements. So I thought, oh, he's going to beat me and there's no way that I'm going to score higher than he is. But it was interesting because he was at a C level.
I was in the yellow, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's like a C grade. And
yeah.
This is after taking years of supplements.
I
spent quite a bit of money monthly.
He has boxes full of supplements. Yes.
And so, yeah, we did our scan. Uh-huh. And then, you know, Nikki's score is off the charts because of how healthy she eats. And here I was thinking, oh, well, I can just supplement my way into a healthy antioxidant score. Well, it comes to find out that not all supplements are created equal.
Exactly.
And that's really why I think Pharmanex really hits the mark, because once I got my score, I decided to finish the supplements I had, retested a month later, score didn't change whatsoever. So there was some consistency with the scoring here.
Right.
And then in September, I started taking the Pharmanex supplements. Within a month, my score had gone up. And then 2 months, I was in the optimal level of antioxidants. And I've remained there. I've scanned myself multiple times since then.
And we just actually did another scan, last week. And he is now past me. I still am not taking supplements, just, you know, using food. But he now is at what one of the highest scores that you can get to on the scanner. So, and that's just from taking the Pharmanex supplements. So at first, you know, I wasn't sure, you know, if these were going to boost his score. I was a little bit more skeptical, but I am such a believer now after seeing his score boost to the point where now I want to start taking them just to increase my antioxidant level, because although it is good, if I add in supplements to it, it's just going to protect me even more. So, yeah, it's really incredible technology.
So, yeah, so in addition to lifestyle, dietary changes, supplements are a big part of your overall health and well-being. And
boosting your antioxidants. And
anti-inflammatory, which can ideally lead to less pain, less disease, and overall better quality of life and health.
Right.
Longevity.
And if anybody is looking for regular anti-inflammatory recipes to start implementing into their diet on a regular basis, I actually have a food blog, Nikki's Great Taste, and it is connected to our practice. We really try to educate and show people how not only easy it is to cook anti-inflammatory meals, but how good it can be, and really how you don't have to feel like you're on a diet. So I think implementing, you know, the food and then also incorporating a very well, I should say not well, but quality supplement will really help increase your antioxidants and just keep you healthier overall for the long term.
That's great.
So for more information regarding what we talked about today, you can visit our website, www.ispwscottsdale.com. We have different blog posts as well as topics that we go over regarding chronic pain, lifestyle, wellness, supplements, and you can also follow us on social media at Dr. Ashu Goyal, or you can follow me at Nikki's Great Taste, and we look forward to seeing you for future episodes.